Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Iron Men and Women of the American Drug-Free Powerlifting Federation. I'm Bill Sias, along with Mike Stagg. We are, respectively, the Vice President and President of the ADFPF. This is the official ADFPF podcast where you can get information about our organization, as well as information on strength and how to be a better powerlifter. Be sure you follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ADFPF and on our website at ADFPF.net. Tonight, we're going to do a recap of Single Event Worlds, happened a couple of weekends ago. We're going to do the men this evening, and for those of you following along at home, we're going to do squat, then deadlift, and if time permits, we will move into the bench press. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Bill. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Nice wet day here back here in Michigan.
Yeah, down here in Indiana, we could use some rain. I think we've had like 4 days that hasn't rained this year, so.
All right, you're beating us. We've had two.
I guess enough talk about rain. We've got plenty of it, and I'm afraid if I talk about it too much, it'll come back. So, I guess we'll talk about some results from Worlds. We're going to start with the men's squat, and. You know, the men's squat, we start off with the first competitor was John Wren in the 56-kilogram class. For those that don't know Jonathan, he's not a very imposing-looking figure. He's small at 56 kilograms. You'd never expect that he was – he doesn't look like a powerlifter, doesn't really even act like a powerlifter. He's a very humble young man, but he put up 170 kilos for a new world record in the squat. 170 kilos, I believe, is 370 pounds, 75 pounds, if I've got that right.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
And I believe John did break his own world record, actually. I think he holds the world record in this class, but John had a decent day in squat. I think actually in talking to him, his goal was a little bit higher than that, but he missed his first attempt, and I'm not really sure what happened on that, but he came back and got it and then bumped up to the world record on his third attempt. So I think it was a successful day for him.
Indeed.
The 75 kilo class, we did not have a lot of competitors there. We just had Landon Caswell as a teenager. This was Landon's a relatively new lifter, 14 years old. He's only competed once or twice before this, but he was really excited to be able to lift in such a large event, and he did pretty well. He got 120 kilo squat, which is, I think, pretty good for, you know, I guess for being that young and this being really just your first or second meet, to even be at Worlds is pretty good. And he went 2 for 3 on the day. Again, he missed, I believe, his opening. No, he missed his second attempt and then came back and got it on the third. So.
Yep.
Then let's see, the 82-kilo class. So this is where we start to have some fun. We started to get quite a few lifters. The 82-kilo class had 3 USA lifters against a couple of British lifters there. And fortunately, Team USA, Derek Solomon, was able to win the gold in this class by virtue of body weight tie. Him and Seb Madronel, if I'm pronouncing that right, from Great Britain, they tied with 190 kilos, and Derek won by virtue of being the lighter lifter. And then not too far behind them, Brian Charters from Great Britain was in third, followed by Robert Batko as a master lifter, and then Jim Stovall as a master lifter. He actually failed to get in a good lift on squat on the day, so he failed to actually register a lift in the squat. So, and Derek also had the, for anyone locally, Derek did an interview with one of the local news channels here too. So, good day for Derek.
Excellent.
In the 90 kilogram class, we had much of the same. We had a couple of USA lifters versus a couple of British lifters, and the Brits definitely dominated this class. Both of the USA lifters, Stephen Seibel and Andrew Fiedler, both master lifters, but they both failed to register an opening lift on the day, so they were out. And the class went to Mick Bennett from Great Britain, followed by Robert Cargill from Great Britain. So congratulations to Mick. Let's see. Then we had, which is always a fun class, the 100-kilo class. And it's always fun because you have Jason St. Clair putting on his squat clinic. Jason St. Clair is just an unbelievable squatter. I think this was the first time in a long time I saw Jason not get a world record in an unequipped squat anyhow. He finished at 285 kilos. He did squat 300 kilos and stood up with it. However, I believe the judges called him on depth, so the 300 was not a good lift. But he did walk away with the best lifter on the day, just edging out Jonathan Wren, actually, for best lifter. So Jason ended up with 285 kilos on the day. And not, I guess, you know, he was pushed a little bit more than normal. Liam Snusher from Great Britain came in, and he squatted 240 kilos, which is about 585 pounds. So he definitely gave Jason a little bit of a push, more than Jason's typically seen in a while. It's kind of interesting. I think Liam and Jason, they have very similar builds. So,
yes, they do.
Very good. So Jason ended up with the highest squat. The highest squat of the day was 627 pounds, and he walked away with best lifter as well. So
very good.
That moves us to the
no surprise there.
No, Jason came in as a favorite, and he lived up to that billing. Moving on to the 125-kilo class, we had a couple of competitors, Jesse Jones and Adrian Ninneber from Canada. Jesse was only
lifting
able
for
to,
Team USA, though.
Yeah, lifting for Team USA, but he is a Canadian, so I don't want to slight that for him. So,
no.
But the Canadians are covered under the American sanction. So, but Jesse Jones took first place with a 225-kilogram squat. It looked like he had quite a bit more in him on the day, but just got his opener and couldn't seem to quite pull out his next two lifts. But it was good enough for first place. Adrian Ninneber ended up with 220 kilos on a fourth attempt, which means he did get a world record for his class in the master's class. So, as usual, Adrian's a very solid lifter and kind of lived up to that today.
Yep.
So then we go to the 145 kilo class. This class really was dominated by USA lifter Mark Kessler. He squatted, he went 3 for 3, squatting 275 kilos. I believe him and Jason were the only lifters that actually went over 600 pounds on the unequipped portion, and maybe even the equipped. But he was followed by Toby Elmer, and then Derek Hill in third place. and Gary Krueger, as a master seven lifter, he got 150 kilos for a world record. Gary was 71, and this was his 50th year consecutively to participate in a powerlifting meet. So that's quite an accomplishment.
I got a phone call from Gary a couple of days ago. He wanted me to pass on to you specifically and the rest of the Federation how much he appreciated all the support that he got from everyone. He really had a good time.
Yeah, so for everyone that wasn't there, at the end of the competition, Team USA did win the overall title this year. And in recognition of Gary having competed for 50 years consecutively, we awarded him the team trophy as sort of a tribute to that. For those that know Gary, he's a great guy. And to go 50 years, you know, that's 50 years including surgeries he's had and health issues and a host of other issues. So, I mean, that's just really an incredible feat to consider 50 years in a row, especially considering having surgeries in there and everything else.
Yeah, and he told me that he's put the team trophy in a place of honor on his team – on his trophy wall, and he's going to get a picture of that for me as soon as he can.
Well, that's great. Okay, so we move to the equipped squatters. In the 75-kilo class, we had Gary Hayden was our equipped lifter for 75 kilos, and he won with a 152.5-kilo lift. Gary is a Master 7 lifter, so that 152.5 did establish a world record for the Master 7 category. So congratulations to Gary. In the 90-kilo class, we only had one equipped lifter, Robert Cargill, and he ended up with a 225-kilo lift. Robert is from Great Britain. And then, once again, we had the 100-kilo class. And this time, Jason St. Clair decided that he would put some knee wraps on and see what he could squat. So, mind you, Jason is not really an equipped lifter. He's an unequipped lifter that felt like he wanted to go after the equipped record. So he put some knee wraps on and decided to go after it. Jason, if you watch him wrap his knees, he's far from an expert at it, I guess would be the correct way to classify it. Is that right, Bill?
Yep. That's nicer than I was going to say. Yep. I was going to say that once somebody shows him how to wrap those knees, it's going to be scary what he can do in the equipped squat.
Sure. So he lifted in a singlet and wrapped his knees, which in a lot of federations, that would still be a raw lift. It's not in the WDFPF, but wrapping your knees is allowed in many federations. So Jason squatted a world record 318 kilos, which puts him at 700 pounds even. So, and again, that lift was far and away the best lifter for the day. Then we had Gary Bagley also lifting in the 100 kilos. For whatever reason, Gary just... He looked really uncomfortable with his squats all day. I'm not sure, you know, what was going on, but he had a lot of trouble with the rack and his setup, and he failed to get a lift in on the day. I think he may have actually come up with the third lift, but it was clearly high, and I'm sure we're going to see better days out of Gary.
Yep, absolutely.
Then, the 110-kilo class, we had Aaron Rosenhammer taking first place over Bruce Thomas. Both of them are from Team USA, and, you know, Aaron lifted 565 kilos. He missed 280 on his third attempt, but 265-kilo lift is an outstanding lift by any stretch anyhow.
Absolutely.
And Bruce Thomas went for a world record on his last attempt, which would have been, 258 kilos. He did stand up with it, but he was called for depth. Watching from where I was, I honestly thought the lift looked pretty good. I think he got down, turned down 2-1. So tough luck there for Bruce on that one. Going to the 145 kilo class, we had two USA lifters and an Italian lifter. So we started off with Justin Sproul. Justin had a very serious injury about a year ago. If you can believe this, he was run over by a forklift. A forklift ran over his leg. So he's had some very, very serious surgeries, and he was fortunate probably to even keep his leg, honestly. But he's actually recovered quite well, and he actually put up a 265-kilo squat going 3-for-3, and his 3-for-3 lifts really looked solid. It looked like he had quite a bit more in him, so I'm really glad to see that Justin is back in the game now after that injury.
Absolutely, that's great.
And then we had Gary Krueger again. So, again, as a 71-year-old lifter, Gary decided that he may as well do every lift equipped and every lift unequipped. So Gary had some trouble with his opener, so he repeated his opener, didn't get it on the second, and I guess he decided that, I don't know what the problem was, but he decided he needed more weight, I guess, to actually get the lift in, so he added 10 kilos to it, and he got the lift. So I'm not really sure how that logic worked out, but again, the 165 kilos was good for a world record.
Yeah, I was going to say it worked out pretty well enough for a world record, so yes, indeed.
Sure. We also had Italian Francesco Pellizzoni in this class, and I believe Francesco would have been probably the favorite based on some of his past lifting. I'm not sure if how well he would have pushed Justin, but Francesco injured himself in the warm-up room, and he only came out and did a kind of a token opener of 115 kilos and then passed just to get a registered lift on the board. So we hope Francesco heals well, and we'll see him in the next go-round.
Very good. That's
so,
squats.
Bill, do you have anything else to add on squats before we jump into deadlift?
All right, let's go to it. I do want to go over the American records near the end, but it's easier to just grab them all together. So let's keep going.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say right now that we will have the bench press results as a second episode because there were considerably more lifters in bench press.
Yes.
But so for the deadlift, we start out with Jonathan Wren. Jonathan Wren came out and got his first two attempts. He ended at 170 kilos. He passed on his third attempt. I guess he decided he'd hit the world record squat and benching and everything was enough, so he was happy to just do 170 kilo deadlift. Then we moved to the 67.5 kilo class, and Jacob Stagg was going to lift, and in the warm-up room, Jacob tweaked his back. I'm not sure exactly what he did. I know he's better now, but he tweaked his back, and his dad, that would be me, told him that he really should not press his luck on that and withdraw. So Jacob actually withdrew from the meet to make sure he didn't risk any injuring his back any further. So,
wise move.
Yeah, dad's been there. Probably not worth it, even though you can talk yourself into it at the time. But
yep.
So that takes us to the 75 kilo class. So I won the class actually with a 197.5 kilo lift. That was followed by Robert White at 155, and then teenager Landon Caswell at 150 kilos. Then we jumped to the 82.5 kilo class, where we saw really some really outstanding lifting here. But the overall title was taken by Cole Tyring. He's a teenage lifter from Team USA, and he lifted 260 kilos as an 82.5 kilo lifter, and he came very, very close to 600 pounds. Couldn't quite get the lockout on it. But the 260 kilos was good for a new world record, I believe. Is that correct?
I don't think so, but I haven't explored records yet because until the drug tests come back, I don't look at records.
Yeah, I believe it was, but we are like you indicated, we are awaiting the drug tests on those. So he was followed in second place by Brian Charters with a 225-kilo lift from Great Britain. And in third place was Nicholas von Klitzing from Switzerland, and he came up with 190. And then Robert Batko and Jim Stovel were the next two master lifters. And then Tony Kohut followed up in sixth place as a master lifter. So let's see. And again, our master lifters on the day, it looked Jim Stovel had a little bit of trouble. He got his opener, but struggled with his next two lifts. And then Robert and Tony both looked pretty solid on the day. I think Tony missed his last attempt, just wasn't quite there today. But, you know, I'm sure he'll be back and get that again. I do know Tony was injured coming into this. Tony owns a tire shop, and I'm not sure exactly what he did, but I know it involved dropping something on his toe and essentially smashing his toe. So,
well, it's not nice to laugh, but it's hard not to.
Well, I suggested to Tony that he could wear steel-toed boots, and he said something about working for 50 years without them, and he wasn't going to change now. So,
sounds like Tony.
Yeah, so then we go to the 90-kilo class, and we had Brandon Jackson winning the 90-kilo class with a lift of just over 600 pounds. He did 272 kilos to take the win in that class. He was followed by David Mansfield with a 210-kilo lift. David did go for a world record on his third, but he did not get that. Then Steven Siebel ended up in third with 180 kilos, followed by Andrew Fiedler with 165 kilos. Then we go to the 100-kilo class. As usual, this class was entertaining all day. Ben Model opened with 310 kilos, 683 pounds, and he got it on his opener. You could tell he's a very, very strong lift, but he has just a little bit of a hitch in there, and they called him for that on his first one. On the second, he was okay. Then he went up to 325 kilos. Again, he finished the lift and locked it out, but had just a very, very minor hitch at the top as he's locking out, and was called bad for that. I could tell Ben ended up as the best lifter, but he was obviously disappointed. And I know he had trained hard and had much higher aspirations. In second place was Liam Snusher. Liam ended up with a 275-kilo lift for second place. Third place went to Dustin Meadows. Dustin, again, has been competing for less than a year, actually, and he lifted 245 kilos, pretty easy, actually. So he figured he had nothing to lose, so he jumped all the way up to 600 pounds, and he got it up to about his knees. Couldn't quite lock it out. But you can tell that there's a fire there, and we're going to see if Dustin can get that 600 pounds at Nationals. So both Dustin and Ben Model have registered already for our Full Power Nationals, so I'm sure we'll see what they've got there. In the 110-kilo class, Pat Tyring established father of Cole Tyring, so deadlifting kind of runs in the family there. But he ended with a 265-kilo lift. Pat's 62 years old, so that's a significant lift. He put 272 on for his last attempt, but got a very serious hamstring injury Pat did have surgery on that this past week. So he will be on the mend for a while. His wife and son both tell me that he's done competing, but Pat has said that remains to be seen. So,
how many of us say we're done at the end of each meet?
Right.
And yet,
right.
People continue. Yep.
So that takes us to 125 kilos. And Dan Bullock opened with – so we had kind of an ironic thing happen in this class, actually. So Dan Bullock got his opening lift of 252.5 kilos, made a big jump to 275. He's gotten that amount before. For whatever reason, he couldn't get it done today. He's told me since then that he lifted right after Pat in the flight, and when he saw Pat's injury, Dan had had a torn bicep that required surgery a couple years ago. And he said it was really sticking in his head when he went out for his final pull. So he doesn't think he really gave it his all, and that's probably fair.
Yep.
But what's interesting is Adrian Ninneber pulled 250 kilos on his third attempt, which put him in second place. Now, when you go for a world record on a fourth attempt, it only counts for a world record. It does not count for standings. And he did get 255 kilos for a new world record. Had he done that on his third instead of his fourth attempt, that would have put him into first place. And then in third place, Luca Moulton out of Ireland. He finished in third with 192.5 kilo lift. And Luca was very happy with that. The Irish team asked if they could get a picture with me, and they wanted to hold the American flag. So we actually let Luca take the American flag back with him to remember the event. So he was very happy with that. Then we had the 145 kilo class. And again, Mark Kessler won the class. I wouldn't say easy, but he won it convincingly with a 252.5 kilo lift. And then Tobias Elmer ended with 235, and Derek Hill made a big jump on his third, a 20-kilo jump to 250 kilos, and it just wasn't there today. Gary Kruger came out with a 200-kilo deadlift, which established a new world record for the Master 7 class. So a successful meet for Gary. In the equipped division, we only had a few equipped lifters, actually. So Robert White only did his opener. I'm not sure why he only did the opener, but then he passed his next two lifts. But he lifted 150 kilos.
Yeah, he was tired. He was tired. He accomplished what he was there for, and so he was done.
Sure. So then in the equipped division, Bruce Thomas lifted 277.5 kilos, which was a new world record for his class. He beat Aaron Rosenhammer, who actually failed to register a lift. And then Francesco Palazzini, I guess whatever his squat injury was, did not really affect his deadlift because he came out and pulled 242.5 kilos. So the Italians took the 145-kilo class, followed by Gary Kruger with 210 kilos. So for those listening, you may hear, if you're live, you'll hear it cut off. But if you listen on the archive, you will hear the end of the podcast. So, Bill, that's all I have for the
results.
Okay,
well,
to review records.
We can. What I'm going to try to do, if I don't make a mistake at it, is to do just the squat and the deadlift. In the unequipped division, in open division, 56K, American record for Jonathan Wren with 170-kilo lift, and Mark Kessler in the 145-pound and the 140-kilo weight class got a new American record with 275 kilos in the squat. Jonathan's was a squat as well. As we continue through, in the T3 division, 82.5 kilos, Cole Tyring got a deadlift American record with 260 kilos. I'm scrolling as we go, so there's going to be pauses. In the Master 3, 75-kilo division, Mike Stagg, hey, that's you, got an American record with 148-kilo bench press. I wasn't going to do bench presses. You screwed me up.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to do bench press, and I know my deadlift wasn't anything to write home about. So,
well, it certainly wasn't the record. In the Master 7 division, 145-kilo weight class, Gary Kruger got a 150-kilo squat for an American record and a 200-kilo deadlift for an American record. In the equipped, in the open division, 100-kilo weight class, Jason St. Clair got an American record with 318-kilo lift and 110 kilos. Aaron Rosenhammer got an American record with a 265-kilo squat. Jason's was a squat as well. I think that's the end. Let me scan through real quick. Nope, not quite. In the Master 4 division, 110-kilo, Bruce Thomas got an American record with a 245-kilo squat and a 277.5-kilo deadlift. Justin Sproul in the 145-kilo weight class got a squat record with a 265-pound squat. In the Master, 7 division, Gary Hayden, 74 anyway, I think it's 7. Gary Hayden in the 75-kilo weight class got a squat record of 152.5 kilos. And in the 145-kilo weight class, Gary Kruger got a squat, American record in the squat of 165 kilos and an American record in the deadlift of 210 kilos. And that's it for the American records, plus one extra.
Okay, well, I guess just so everyone understands, in the next podcast, we're going to review the bench press division. As is common in the single event world, I've told people this, but for our listeners, I'll explain this too. The single lift worlds are usually extremely competitive in the bench press. And sometimes, as was the case here, is sometimes the squat, especially in deadlift, are not, don't quite have the numbers as the bench press. And some of this is attributed to your international lifters. You know, when lifters have a big squat and a big deadlift, they are usually interested more in full power meets. So you usually tend to find, especially your international lifters, because of the cost of traveling and stuff, You see more of that at the full power worlds, but at the single event, you definitely see the bench pressers come out. And I think there was some exciting stuff that went on the bench press that we'll discuss next time. So
sounds good.
I think
we're done. You got anything else?
No. The only thing I would throw out there is for anyone listening. The Full Power National registration is open. We've had a pretty good initial response so far. The meet is going to be capped due to the venue size. So if you haven't registered yet and you plan on lifting, make sure you get out there and register. And that's it, Bill.
Very good. Just to tie up a couple other loose ends, those of you who have contacted me saying that your world record was not listed on the meet results, once the drug test results get back, I'll start addressing those. If you notice the drug test results come back and your record hasn't been corrected, it's a good idea to get a hold of me again. So that's it for this week. You can listen to our show live nearly every Sunday evening here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find the link on Facebook and on our website. The ADFPF has an email update, which you can subscribe to by scrolling down to the bottom of the event calendar page at adfpf.net/meet-calendar. We also encourage our listeners to submit questions and show topics to us. Send your questions or comments to us on Facebook. Our Facebook page, again, is facebook.com/ADFPF. So until next week, I'm Bill Sias. Remember, the bar is loaded.
And I'm Mike Stagg. Stay strong.